And we're back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David, but as some people call me, Day Breezy. Yes, people actually call me Day Breezy. Well, one person actually calls me Day Breezy, and he is the only person that I allow to call me Day Breezy. I think it's funny, so I don't get too tore up about it, but I hope you guys are doing well. You know, you heard from myself and Ken Boggle and Darling Nikki last night on Real Talk. And we had a good time. It was fun. We talked about everything and everybody. And last night, which I thought it made, you know, because sometimes, and I learned this from another podcaster here on Spreaker.com. He learned from somebody else, Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Show. He had received some advice from Juice Talk Radio, and when he first started, I guess, or when he was starting doing it more, she was like, your show or your podcast or whatever you're calling it, it's always in a state of being rebuilt and getting better, and it's always in a state of flux. And so I was thinking, like, maybe I need to change some things up, and you know, I'm trying to find a direction for the Real Talk Show. And I think we have finally gotten into our groove. So if you haven't checked this out lately, the shows are hilarious. and so, but that's the show is on iHeartRadio. So if you subscribe to iHeartRadio, you can check out their talk section, and you will find Real Talk with David and Nikki and Ken. And you find us on there. Just talking and acting up like we do. Let's see, we have a good time with it. And then I was thinking earlier tonight, I'm like, well, maybe I should change Fanboy Weekly to Wednesday nights instead of Sunday nights. And on Thursday nights, I can have my comic booked, which we're now going to call on Spreaker, The Big Gay Bang Theory. I think that's what we're calling it. And you can check that out in the archives as well. And this is another show that I want to be iHeart ready because I think it's funny. And we get a lot of exposure. But this show, Late Night, I do it on iTunes. You can check it on iTunes. So it's Fanboy Weekly. And because I play music and stuff, and although I hope nobody sues me, because every song that I play on a late night program is available for download on iTunes or the Google Play Store, or run out to your store and buy it. That's my disclaimer. But anyhow, so thank you guys, you know, wherever, however, whenever you're listening to me run my big mouth, as I tend to do sometimes, and sometimes my mouth gets me in trouble. And I've been watching a video, and I can't stop watching it. It's because it's so me. And I was watching a video, and it was a lady, and I think if you go to the 5x5 Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, you can see the video. It's a lady, it's about going through drive, it's called, I think it's Drive Through Chronicles, and it's a black lady. Her son's like, you always tripping in the drive through. But I do too sometimes, because don't give me attitude. I know it has to suck. You know, I worked fast food before. No, it's not fun. But if this is your job, and the thing is, you're not going to get it out of kids. You're not going to get that out of kids and young people, and they're going to give you attitude, and they're not going to give you the best service. But some of these adults that work at the drive-throughs, and like, it is funny if you see the very first scene, she asked for extra sauce, and the girl's like 25 cents. And I think they recreated it. They said everything happened. I think they recreated it. And when they, it's, I think it's funny too when you go through the drive-through and you ask for extra sauce, and they try to charge you for it. I remember years ago, you just gave it to you. Like if you go to Hardee's and places, but it's only McDonald's. You know, it's only McDonald's that does that. And I think it's only certain McDonald's. Some places, and I think it's the franchisees versus the corporate ones, and they charge you. But I think it's silly. Zaxby's, which the Zax sauce, it is really good, so they charge you. But I just think it's silly. Just give the people, because sometimes they won't even give you damn napkins. I'm like, seriously, you ain't gonna give me a napkin? And they don't. You know, you at home and Fingers greasy from them greasy damn burgers that's only like 2% beef while they're bullshitting. You know, it's just one of those things that you just kind of have to contend with on if you're a fast food consumer. Sorry, that's my cell phone, you guys here. I'm learning to turn that off during, not, we'll turn down the volume because I don't like to hear it in the background while I'm on here podcasting. And hey everybody, Dwayne Hadley, Ken Bogle, Austin Lewis, shut up, you guys. I'm not awesome. Oh, no, yeah, I am kind of awesome, right? I am awesome. Don't hate. Right? Turn down for what? No. Well, welcome, you guys. I wasn't looking at the chat room. I'm sorry. So now I'm there. Hey guys, thank you guys for showing up. And you know, you always can join us in the chat room for some interesting banter from the penis gallery. And yes, I said penis, and this because there's a whole bunch of dicks in there right now. Take it any way you want it. you know what? I want, like, next week, next Wednesday or Thursday, I might have a special Fanboy Weekly show next Wednesday, and I'm going to give away stuff in honor of Batman Day. Today is nephew was nephew and uncle day, and we went all over. Ken said, leave him out of it. And I meant dicks as in the physical sense. No, Ken's not like it. That's my boy. Ken's my boy. And I w in honor of Batman Day, I said that already. In honor of Batman Day, I'm gonna do something for my show next Wednesday, but I'll let you guys know what it's gonna be. But today, my nephew and I, we had our weekly uncle and nephew outing, and so we went to where did we go today? We started out at the comic book store, because you know it is new comic book day every Wednesday. And one little fanboy sidebar, they killed Archie Andrews from Archie Comics. That was a big comic book today. They killed Archie Andrews, and it was a very good story, and it was very gay heavy. I mean, super, 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 super gay heavy. And the it also Teen Titans return revamped as part of the new 52 lineup, and it had some gay elements in it, which was, I'm like, wow. Is and my Here's the thing. Did black people go through this? Did black people go through when we were finally getting equal rights and being seen as equals by the majority? And because sometimes I have to sit back and think, If somebody says something a little off color about, I'm like, is that racism? Are you racist? I have to ask myself that sometimes. And so with gay people being so on the forefront, whether good or bad, in present day society, is it too much? Can we just be regular? Can we all just be regular? And I guess we can't be regular until we're treated equally. And I'm not going to. Timmy Sims, don't come in here and start no trouble with the people. Kid, kid, kid. But like I said, you should check out Ken and me and Nikki from last night. It was a very funny show. But anyhow, I'm going to jump in the chat room real quick. We'll play a song. I think I wanted to play a song, and then we'll talk about some different things tonight. I don't know exactly what we'll be talking about, but I have a few things up my sleeve. While the boys, Shifty Timmy. I was only mentioned once. Y'all are so funny. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we'll be right back.
Hit the beat now.
I used to so love that song. I mean, Lisa was the jump off. Remember Head to Toe? I mean, and thing is, I've been listening to all these old songs today for some reason. I took a nap earlier and I woke up singing that song about Anita by Anita Baker. What's the song called? No One in the World. I was singing it. I don't know why I was singing it. I had a weird dream, but I don't know why I was singing it. Maybe I'm just lonely. I think I need a man. Hush, Timmy Sims, about that. And it's not a gay geek song. The guy who wrote the song is not even gay, by the way. He's just a nerd. So be nice. But no, I was been listening to all this old 80s, 90s music, and I'm like, what is going on with me? And it's been like, I don't know, like kind of love songs and like When I Think of You by Janet Jackson. I think, Ken, we touched on that last night with the music about, I think maybe that's what kind of sparked my old music, because now the music today really doesn't mean anything to me with that emotional connection. Like we were talking about last night, and and so I connected more with the 80s and the 90s music. So anyhow, Dwayne Hadley is writing a whole bunch of stuff in the chat room, scrolling my chat box up. What's all that you're writing? Oh, he says at the end of his show, check out Dwayne Hadley's show. He's a good guy. Anyhow, plug much, Dwayne. But Dwayne will. He speaks. He talks about me on all of his shows every day. So I have to give him props for that. Thank you. Oh, what's your Janet Jackson song when we become exes? Thinking about my ex, which was a horrible song. Anyhow, I wanted to share something with you guys that we all need to live by, and this is kind of a sidebar from what I normally do, but this is something that's called that I seen on Facebook the other day, which is sometimes you can get some good morsels of living and how to live and things that make you think and provocative information off of Facebook. You can do it; it can happen, but. This kind of struck me because sometimes when you look back in your life, you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And you sometimes when you reach a level of maturity in whatever part of your life that you're in, I think we all have levels, and we finally get it, and then we move on to the next thing. This was a little, I guess, a meme. When I meme, like a little, you know how they throw little sayings up there, but it was called unsuccessful life strategies. And there was 12, so I'm gonna read all 12 of these to you guys because I'm like, wow, why didn't I know this when I was 18? If somebody had put this in front of me and I could and could have preached this to me, maybe things would be different. I'm because it took me to be 40 something to get some of this stuff. Well, maybe early late 30s, but anyhow, the first one was blaming others. And I'm like, people who blame others are they just have a hard time. Being accountable for themselves. Number two, being afraid. There was a time in my life that I was afraid to be who I really was and be my true self. And but now I didn't kick down the gay closet. I didn't kick down the nerd closet. There's a lot of things that I wish I had done earlier on in my life, instead of waiting, till I'm 30 something, 40 something, to say, okay, I can be me now, without worrying about what people think. Three, making excuses. That's a big one, But I think making excuses sometimes come from being afraid. Number four, reliving your past in the present. I stopped doing that. I stopped doing that. I have people in my life now that. They're always bringing up the past, and they can't get. I've never been one to relive my past. The only time that I kind of relive my past when I was dating a guy, the married guy. You guys heard it, and yes, Timmy Simmons is part of my coming out story. You just have to deal with it. Hey, Thought Bubbles, what's up? It's my friend Thought Bubbles, y'all. Say hello to Chris and Elaine, everybody. They have a podcast which is totally hilarious on thoughtbubbles.podbean.com, so check those guys out, and they're on iTunes. So Timmy Sims, check them out, they're on iTunes. But anyhow, so I was saying, I have a people in my life that relived your past and the present, and so I did that at one point. I was dating a married person, a married guy, and I told you guys the story before. You all heard that story. But for like a year or two afterward, I couldn't get past it. I could not get past it, and it just put so many mental blocks and emotional blocks. I couldn't move on until one day I'm like, get the hell over it. Because it was not that I was hurt, because I wasn't hurt. I was pissed off. And I was like, oh, you ain't gonna do that to me, because I will carry a grudge. That's something I haven't learned to. Well, I've gotten better as older I've gotten, but yeah, But I just had to say, get the hell over it. And I finally got over it, and I was a lot better for it. And I try to tell people in my life now, stop bringing all that past baggage into your present, because it is killing you. And I don't worry about what happened in the past, because you can't change the past. You can kind of shape your future, but with all that past stuff behind you, too much. Number five was complaining. Yeah, I used to be a complainer. I used to like, yeah, that ain't right. And I would say I was more of a pessimist than a complainer. But complaining, it doesn't help, and then it amps you up. And again, there's people in my life that I like, you need to stop all that, because nobody's trying to hear all that, and you're a head killer. Number six, controlling. Now, number six, I haven't really grasp yet. Yes, they are on iTunes, Timmy Sims. They are, just like it's spelled, Thought Bubbles. Thought Bubbles Podcast, I think what it is. I think it's right, isn't it, guys? Complaining, I will complain about some stuff, but most of the time I complain because I'm right. Like, I complain a lot at work, because everyone that I work with is an idiot, and I'm not. And and the type of work that I do, if you don't do your job correctly, somebody can die. So that's why I complain at work, because I want what I do to be as important as it is to me, to be that just as important to my coworkers, so they won't kill nobody, right? So that's why I complain. Mostly. And oh, complain C controlling controlling I am a control freak. I haven't I went over this again, I'm sorry. I am a control freak. I can't help it. I'm always going to be, that's just me. I'm a crazy Virgo. I tell people that I date, the person that dates me will be the person that will tell me, if I tell them, hey, I want to do this, and if you don't want to do it, and I'm gonna act a fool until I get my way because I'm controlling, then probably I'm not gonna date you. Because if I can run over, maybe that's why I'm single now. If I can run over you, then I'm not gonna date you, because I won't respect you. Just a hint. Number seven, needing to be right. I used to have a friend that said, and I kind of took it too, because I think I'm right, but I don't speak on things that I'm not right about. And I had a fight with somebody the other day, and they told me, you always have to be right. And I said, that's because I am. And it just made the fight worse. So you don't always have to be right. I think sometimes you need to know how to pull back. Judging others, I never judge others unless you have really, really ugly shoes, or bad teeth. I try not. I try. can you please be quiet, Timmy Sims? See, you made me lose my train of thought. I try not to judge others because, well, see, Austin, if you get these things under control in your life, you'll have a better life. See, I can't get I can't get past bad teeth either, because if I'm talking to you, the only thing I'm doing is look in your mouth. And Ken and I have had this conversation 1,001 times. I can't stop. And I'm going to read the chat room, Timmy Sims. But I just can't stop looking in your mouth. You have bad teeth. So that's if I really judge people, that's the only thing I really judge them on. Anything else, because I don't care about anybody's money. I don't care about anybody's education. I don't care about how big your house is. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what kind of car you drive. And it's so funny. I seen an acquaintance, not really a friend, the other day or a couple weeks ago. Well, a couple weeks ago, and we were parked in the parking lot together. And so he had a newer car. My car is paid for. I have a Monte Carlo. It's my car is paid for anyhow. And he said, "Oh, what's that you're driving?" Trying to be slick. And I looked at him. I'm like, "I'm driving what's paid for." And I kept it moving. My thing, because again, with that, anybody can have a new car. Have a new car is not a status symbol. Anyone can have a new car. And the new Kias are kind of cute, by the way, but anybody can have a new car. And if you want a car payment, my car is paid for. I don't have a car payment. And I don't plan on having a car payment for a very long time. And well, unless my car falls apart, which, my dad's a mechanic, so I get free. That's one plus about moving back to Indiana. My dad can work on my car for free. But yeah, like you said, what's that you're driving? You know what the hell I'm driving. It's not like they just started making Monte Carlos last week, bastard. But that's how people are. And I'm like, whatever. I remember when you lived in a shotgun house with roaches, And he's probably listening to it. So yeah, I'm talking about you. Number nine, needing to impress others. Again, that kind of goes with my judging other. I never felt the need to impress anyone. Even when I could, I never felt the need to impress anyone. And thing is, there was people that used to be in my life that thought that was the thing, like, oh, I want to have the best of this and best of this. And it's okay to have those things. I have friends that are millionaires. You would never know it. You would never know it. Because it's not important. It's just their life. It's just regular, and you can go in there and walk in their house with muddy shoes on and they wouldn't bat an eye. Now, they might have their maid clean it up, but they wouldn't bat an eye. So people who think they need to impress others by dropping, what they do for a living and how much money they make. Okay, that's all cute. Congratulations. I'll be the first one to give you props for anything, but don't try to make me feel inferior because of how much swag you got, because it's going to only make me hate you. 10, having limiting beliefs. And I used to have a friend that he never let what people thought or society constrict on what he did in life. Very, and I guess that's ambition. And I'm getting better at that because sometimes I'll pull myself back because I have a crazy belief system, and sometimes it can be a hindrance. So something I need to work on, and resisting change. I think we all resist change. I think when you get to a certain age, you resist change because you've been doing something for so long, it's foreign, to change. And we're like, I don't know. But I think sometimes when you embrace change can be good. So that's something I can work on as well. And number 12, attachment to the superficial. This goes with that whole number 8, judging others, and number 9, need to be impressed. Not going to be attached to superficial things because that's not how I roll, and I don't think it's cute. Anyhow, I get through that list pretty easily. When we come back, we're going to go to Craigslist. Be scared. Be very scared. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Isn't that a sexy song? I love Tinashe. Why this chick hasn't blown up? I don't know. I absolutely love that song. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm sitting here talking to my friends in the chat room. We have Ken Boggle from Ken Boggle Talk on Blog Talk Radio. We have Thought Bubbles, Christine Lane from thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. We have the infamous Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network on Spreaker.com. We have Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims is a co-host on one of my million shows. He will be with me Thursday on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be talking about the life of Archie Andrews, and deaths in comics and new comic books and pop culture. It'll be a fun show. So if you want to call in, then it's going to be 8 o'clock Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 929-477-1883, and that's on Blog Talk Radio Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But yeah, because today and then we also have, and Timmy's on audioboo.com, just Timmy Sims. And did I get it right? And then we have Austin. Austin has a show here on Spreaker as well. So check all of my friends. Ooh, Ken. That was funny. Ken's throwing shade, y'all. Ken is throwing so much shade. So, Ken, we had that episode last night. That's so shady. But no. Oh, Thursday nights, Timmy Sins will be me. We'll be talking about comic books and stuff. But yes, I don't know, Christine Lane, if you guys have heard. I do not have 9,000 shows. That's hilarious. See, and Thought Bubbles thinks the same thing, and Timmy Sims thinks the same thing. Yeah, Timmy Sims at audioboo.net. No, I don't know if you guys have bought the Life with Archie 36, but they killed Archie Andrews today, so that's why I was at the comic book store with my nephew. We hit, during our uncle nephew day, we went to the arcade. Have you guys ever played the little arcade game at the little well, the game at the arcade called Deal or No Deal? It is so much fun, and we won 103 tickets today at one time. We got down to 7 tickets and 100 tickets, and the Howie Mandel character offers 100. No, we got down to 7 and 200, and offered us 103. So we took the deal. But my nephew and I, we have been building. We've been building our tickets up, so we have just under 1,000 right now. So in 3 weeks, right before he goes to school, we're gonna cash them all in and see what we can get. We go to a place here called Two Bit Bandit. But no, I don't have a thousand shows. I just have a few because they're different things. But I was saying, Archie Andrew died today with Life with Archie 36. Now, whether it's going to be kind of an iconic thing, this is a future version. This particular series takes place in the future. And Timmy and I, right? I could get a Tootsie Roll with that, right? Timmy and I could get. Can talk about it. We're going to talk about it more in depth on Thursday, tomorrow. But so check it out. There's like, you know, three or four or five different variants. You know, in covers. I got the Fiona app. That's a Fiona Apple. Fiona Staples, the chick who does Saga, and the guy who does Francesco Machiavelli, Chick Vocally, whatever his name is, Francesco, I know it's his first name, who does the Afterlife. They did variant covers, so check that out. And don't forget, I was telling you guys earlier this week that Barnes and Noble is having a Get Pop Cultured event starting on Friday, the 18th, and it goes all the way through August the 9th. And you have to look for your local stores and in your respected cities to see what they're doing. But they're having a big pop culture event. with toys and giveaways. They're having a Batman Day on the 23rd, so it's gonna be a lot of stuff going on at Barnes and Noble. So they're getting into this kind of mini this kind of con fever that the nation has kind of seen a surge in for the last, 2 to 3 years. And so check them out. What else is there? What else is there? What was I going to talk about? I was going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. See what the chat room is saying. Remind them that my friend was drawn in Archie 34 Kingsley. No, you can't add pics to the chat room, unfortunately. That would be fun, right? Can't do it here for, well, just can't. Next tattoo would be the 5x5 logo. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think they want my black ass to tattooed on them. I doubt it. But no, now you guys, you all know. Now this, if anybody wants to bow out now, because this is where the show, the late night show, goes a little blue. And so I was just coming across, bad choice of words. I was reading somebody's or seeing somebody's blog, and they was talking about all the crazy, Craigslist ads they see. Now, people sell, if you don't know what Craigslist is, you can sell stuff on Craigslist. Actually, when I lived in Atlanta, I sold a bike on Craigslist because I didn't want to, I wasn't trying to rip and run up in the hills and stuff on a bike in Atlanta, Georgia. That wasn't going to happen. It was too hot. So I rode my bike once. The next day it was on Craigslist and it was gone. And I'm like, nah, I can't do that. But it also, people also hook up on Craigslist. And what kills me, they have all these little different little sections for what's it called? Men for men and men for women and men for trannies or whatever. And I'm like, y'all need to stop. So I was reading this one guy's he was going on all of what these posts really mean when they put them on Craigslist. Now, I live in a smaller area, so I looked at ours. I'm like, well, there's really nothing on there. Nobody, anybody trying to get down like that here in Evansville, because 9 times out of 10, excuse me, Ken Boggle. Ken Boggle just shut it down over here on the 5x5 late night show. And I, for some reason, I can't. It's not taking my chat. I ain't say I ain't never looked, but I ain't never done anything there. But so if you live in my area, some of these I don't think I could read. They're just, oh wow. And there's pictures. Now here I wish I could put a picture in the chat room because this is interesting. My thing is, if you leave the house and you just want to have some sex, you can go to a bar and pick somebody up. I mean, this whole internet hooking up things. Now, I admit I'm on Grindr. I have a Grindr account. Big deal. And but my thing is, it's entertainment for me, and I think it's funny. But this guy, okay, here's a little game we're gonna play. If you, I don't know what the prize is gonna be, but if you can, I'm gonna give you the initials of what the ad, what the title of the ad is, and I want to see if you guys can guess it. So the first initial is H for the first word. The second initial is A. The third is P and the fourth is B. What is the title? What is the title? H A P B. I need y'all to guess what this is, and I'm going to describe the picture because it's hilarious. And my thing is, in the picture, there's baby powder, there's a purple pig for some reason, and I can already tell you they don't have central air because of the air conditioner unit in the window. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I kind of like to read this on my show. Ooh, ooh. Ooh. Oh. See, I'm trying to find a part to read because, oh, oops. Oh, well, he is looking for horny truckers, bikers, and solid muscle bears that likes to take charge on the hunt. Oh, also interested in tag teams, bulls, but one-on-one is good. And then my thing is, if I'm going to respond to one of these ads, I need you to be able to spell them word your words correctly. Next. Oh, Jaded Tristan. Hey, Jaded, half-ass pregnant bitch. Nah, that ain't what it was. Yes, there was baby powder in the picture. Hairy ass penis baby. No, hairy ass people bitter. I don't think Dwayne's on iTunes. Yeah, I don't think I could read it. It was all I say. It had the last two were power bottom. That's all I can say. And who really wants to be a power bottom? Nobody wants to be a power bottom. No. And so here's another one. Round firm. Oh no, can't say that. Oh, here's an interesting one. Urinal, straight only. Man for man, 60. If you're 60 years old, sit your old ass down because nobody's trying to do anything with you at a urinal. It says, I'm gay and partnered. He knows, but this needs to remain discreet. Does that make sense to y'all? I'm partner and they know, but this needs to m remain discreet. No. But my main thing, you're 60, who cares? Want an experienced water sports guy to stop by. You use me as a urinal. Jack off, then leave. That's it. Preference for big or uncut, but not necessary. Just have clean piss. I mean, oh, that's somebody's grandpa talking like that. That's a mess. I mean, yeah, because he says status, he's divorced. I mean, seriously, that's a mess. I want him to go sit down. Hey, Jaded Tristan, thank you for coming through the show. I didn't know you was on Spreaker. Very cool. But no, but no, that's a mess. He needs to sit his butt down because don't nobody want to hear all that from him. Use me as a urinal. I wish somebody would. No, you can't pee on me. That'd be problems for real. I'd be in jail. You're like, what happened to David? I guess somebody peed on him. He's in jail, you know, because that'd be the only weight reason I go to jail. Oh, here's another one. See, I knew these would get good. This is fun. This is from a 24-year-old, and it says, "Looking for a diaper fun. Must be into diaper fun." I don't even know what that means. Okay, 24-year-old gay male looking for diaper fun at my place. Must be 18 to 34 years old, no older. Looking to chill out and play in diapers. Looking for a fun time and maybe spelled MABEY, some sex. Must be into diapers and under 34 years old. Alos, I guess alas, looking for someone with a looking for someone with a dog that I could cuddle, CUDAL, up with one night. I love wetting my diapers. I'm also looking for a boyfriend. and roommate under 34 years old. Must be able to come to my place for fun. Reply with your stats. I'm really R-E-A-L-E-Y, horny. I love to try uncut. Okay. I mean, I just don't get that. I don't get it. And while I ponder, I can't do no more of the Craigslist. That's just too much for me. Pound word crimes, right? Austin Lewis said, right, I found his ad. No, it may not be you, Austin. Yes, well, we're going to take another quick break and we're coming back. I'm not going to keep you guys long tonight because that Craigslist, it was funny, but it was too much for a Christian pure soul like me, for me to listen to. So we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back. I think I'm going to take the nerd test to see how much of a nerd I am. And then we'll take some more criticism from the shade room, a.k.a. the chat room. And we'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm not a diva.
Na-na-na, diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. Na-na-na, diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. Stop the track, let me stay fast. I told you give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking shit? You act like I just got a pin. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute. I know you read the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio around the world know me, cause that's where I be.
Listen. name that you get on? Is it Card or Reeve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to Emmy, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Been to Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Get nerdy with me. You name all 12 of the ducks, I can't resist that. And what's the coin you want? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm you cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me.
Cheat code girl to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making, we'll be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, the first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. You want tribe, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can stop.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
That was for you, Timmy Sims, but really for Ken Boggle or for somebody. And no, I haven't. I didn't know that Weird Al Yankovic had new parody stuff. I think that stuff is funny that he does. Although I took offense to the I'm Fat one back in the day when I was pleasantly plump. Well, I guess I'm still pleasantly plump. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm having a good time tonight with you guys, acting up in the chat room. Y'all know y'all are acting up. People don't like my music. Word crimes for blurred lines and tacky for happy. Oh, I bet they're cute. I had to find those, Elaine. I had to find those. I think it's really, really funny. speaking of Beyonce, you know, I played Diva earlier because that's when y'all don't know this and y'all probably haven't listened closely. When I walk into a room, if you listen real closely, you will hear Diva playing. Trust me. Just when I walk past, they're like, boy, Timmy Sims is ready to get snatched for real. No, when I walk into the room, Diva plays. Trust and believe. They're like, oh, is that coming from you? Yeah, it's coming out of my pores. That's my theme song. Anyhow, thank you, Austin. And hold on a second. So speaking of Beyonce, she is such a just smart businesswoman, and I think they do all that drama to make money. Their concert is going to, her and Jay-Z, the On the Run tour, which I should have went to, is going to be one of the highest grossing concerts in history. Although some of the tickets are $1,000, Beyonce can't get $1,000 from me. I'm sorry. You have enough money. You know, you need to be having free concerts in the park because $1,000, that's just too much. But I love her. But here's the real tea is, you know that she was part of a group called Destiny's Child. Well, what it was Beyonce and the rest of them, although Kelly did come up a little bit, and Kelly is pregnant. I don't eat chicken and waffles, honey. anyhow, and so Kelly's pregnant right now, but you know, the third girl, after they got rid of Latavia and Farrah Franklin and Latoya Luckett, all of them was out of the group, and it was just Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. You know, they was pretty successful as a girl group after that. But now, you know, they've all went their separate ways. They did that little reunion show on the Super Bowl thing last year. But, you know, Michelle, the one that, you know, that's really, she's part of the group and not part of the group. And no, nobody's worth $1,000. I'm not even going to give New Kids on the Block. I'm not giving Janet Jackson $1,000. And so, anyhow, so Michelle, she has a religious background, so she does religious music now. She's, you know, fairly successful with it. You want everybody to be successful, but, you know, everybody's not talented or not talented on the way that Beyonce is. You know, she's the queen for a reason, right? And so, but Beyonce does throw shade. I love her. Y'all know Beyonce is one of her, I'm one of her number one fans. I'm a stan. I'm a beehive. I'm all that stuff. She will throw some shade, and she'll do that. Now, you know, they say that she's part of the Illuminati, her and JC, with all that Freemasonry stuff. And they have, you know, there's YouTube channels dedicated to Beyonce and Jay-Z. See, they're Satan worshipers, and the baby has been promised to be the bride of Satan and all this kind of nonsense. So my thing is, you can respond to those things in one or two ways. One, ignore it and go on about your business. I don't think you should throw fire. This is just me. I don't think you should throw kerosene or whether gasoline on a fire or whatever. So the latest Michelle video that they did is a religious song. And when I tell y'all Beyonce was in the video, of course she's singing on the song. When I tell you Beyonce came in there looking like the queen of Beelzebub, I'm like, really, B? Did you have to do that? I mean, Kelly didn't have any extra hair, no secret hair in her head. Michelle has hair. You know, Beyonce will wear a wig and wear some weave. They're good wigs and weave, but, you know, her hair ain't blonde. And so, and so she, the video, and I think when God gets ready or something, it's kind of like a calypso religious song. And Beyonce, she has these braids and she has this choir robe on that looks like that she's ready to be the bride of Satan. I'm like, did you really have to do all that, B? She will throw some shade. But anyhow, I digress. You'd have to know it, to know what I'm talking about to understand about the video. But anyhow, we're back, and I said before we went to break, we're going to take the What's Your Geek Number quiz. I did put that in the chat room, so I'm going to do that one more time. So if you guys want to chicken is everything, Ken Boggle. I had CC pieces today. Oh, and another thing, and Thought Bubbles, they will be able to relate to this, and Timmy Sims too. I've been trying to find the True Blood pop figures. I went to every store today that sold pop figures. Not that I need another thing to collect because I don't. But there's things that I think are cute that I want. You know, I just bought me an Agent Coulson from Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I just bought that from Barnes & Noble. Now, Barnes & Noble probably has the cheapest pop figures price wise, because Hot Topic, they're $12.95. At my comic book stores, they're $10.99. At Toys R Us, they're $9.99. although, if you guys need like toys and stuff, if you guys want toys and stuff and like all that kind of kiddie stuff, Toys R Us has a killer sale right now. Killer. We were in there today because I was looking for pop figures. We were in there today. They have 90% off all this. I mean, hours of just clearing stuff. I didn't have the energy nor the time to look through all that shit, but they had a ton of stuff. So if you're back, if you're close to a Toys R Us, and you know, for all you podcasters that maybe want to give away something on your show, go to Toys R Us. They have a lot of, especially the ones, the podcasters who have like pop culture and comic shows, just to give something away for something fun. That's really, really cool. And they have a lot of stuff over there. But anyhow, I've been looking for the True Blood pop figure. So I went to Toys R Us. I went to Hot Topic. Although Hot Topic, if you go to their website, they do have them listed for $12.95, of course. But the girl told me that they are going to be coming, but I want mine now. And I also want a Buffy the Vampire Slayer San Diego Comic-Con San Diego Comic-Con pop figure as well. But they have a Lafayette. You know what? I don't think they have Bill Compton. They have Lafayette, Suki Stackhouse, Alcide, and Pam. So I want an Eric Northman. But there's two Eric Northmans. There's one with he's all vamped out, and then one with blood on him, then one regular. And I'm like, I need those. Yes, go to Jaded Tristan. Go to the Toys R Us close to you, because they have a crazy, crazy sale. And plus, I am now collecting pop figures, and I see the in the chat room. I have money. I don't know who's going there. The words on the street, you know, a couple people that I happen to know. Just a couple people that I happen to know, Thought Bubbles. I don't know who, but you know, if they're listening to this podcast right now, I have money. No, but they have. So, but thing is, here's the thing. And this is how crazy, when I get to collecting stuff and I want to collect stuff, you know, I have a thing with the variant blank covers that I want art done on. And now I'm still doing that, because I'm taking those to Nashville Comic Con when I go in September. But they have like these chase figures for the the Funko Pop toys. They have chase figures, like special ones that you can't see anywhere else. So, but at Barnes & Noble, I don't know if they're going to have them or not. They're going to have some exclusive comic convention toys doing their little Get Pop Cultured event. But Hot Topic has special ones. They have like a special Harlequin. You can get the special metallic one, Transformer Optimus Prime from Barnes & Noble. And then there's different ones. There's a Chase one, like the PX Previews. They have different ones that they sponsor. So I don't want the regular ones. I want the special ones, like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer one. There's going to be two. There's going to be a San Diego Comic-Con one where she has blood on her face. Then there's going to be the regular boring one. And I think there's a Chase of Spike. So that's what I'm in right now. And it's just kind of crazy. And I'm like, David, you need to really roll back. You know, you don't got deep pockets to be trying to invest in all this stuff, because it's still just a hobby. And I'm just a fan, and I'm not made of money, but I sure know how to spend it. Anyhow, so you guys ready to take What's Your Geek Number quiz? I'm starting, so if you want to follow this with me, you can. And it's a check all that apply type of quiz. So if you go to buzzfeed.com/awesomer/what-level-geek-r-u, you can see the quiz. So number one, have you read all of Neil Gaiman's The Sandman? No, I haven't. Have you read The Watchmen? Yes, I have. Do you own a copy of The Watchmen? Yes, I do. Have you read The Walking Dead? Yes, I have. Do you own all The Walking Dead issues? No. Have you read all Fables? No. Have you read Frank Miller's The Dark Knight Returns? Yes. Have you read the Batman storyline Hush? No. Have you read Batman the Killing Joke? Yes. Have you read Batman Year One? No, but I'm going to say I've seen it. There's a DVD, so I've seen it. I'm going to say yes. Have you read Superman Red Son? No. Have you read All-Star Superman? No, but I've seen the movie. Have you read Crisis on Infinite Earths? Yes. Do you know the Green Lantern Oath by heart? I probably do. Have you read Uncanny X-Men storyline Days of Future Past? Yes. Have you read the X-Men storyline The Dark Phoenix Saga? Yes. Uh-oh, we're getting serious now. Are you guys following along? Is it 200 questions? No, it's not 200 questions. Have you read Joss Whedon's run of Astonishing X-Men? I have them all on my desk right now. Let's see. Have you read the Spider-Man story, Kraven's Last Hunt? No. Have you read Original Spider-Man Clone Saga? I've read one issue. Have you read the Infinity Gauntlet? I have every issue of the Infinity Gauntlet. Do you read Tank Girl? No. Do you read Bone? No. Do you read the Max? No. Do you own more than 50 single issue comics? Yes, I do. Do you own the collector's edition hardcovers of any comics? I have the Killing Joke in hardcover form that I didn't get too long ago. Do you have any comic book posters or art on your walls? Yes, I do. Do you have any comic book related clothing? The funny thing is, I just got a Superman shirt that I wore today. I bought it yesterday at JCPenney's at $14. Couldn't believe it. Do you have a comic book related tattoo? No, but I know somebody has a Superman tattoo on their arm. Let's see. Have you ever written or drawn your own comic? Last summer, me and my nephew started writing a comic book. Have you ever gotten so mad at a friend over a comic book argument that you stopped speaking to them for some amount of time? No, it's not that serious. Have you ever called a comic book store to settle an argument that you have? No. Have you ever argued with someone about who would win a fight? Yes. Are you on a first name basis with people that work at your local comic book store? Yes, some of them. Do you have a standing Wednesday appointment to go? Yes, I do. I go to the comic book store every Wednesday. Do you have a pull list? No. Do you read manga? No. In the original format? No. Have you ever read Lone Wolf and Cub? No. Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons? No. Have you ever played GURPS? No. Have you ever played Shadowrun? No. Have you ever played Warhammer? No. Warhammer? No. Let's see. Have you ever run a game or been a dungeon master? No. Have you ever written your own game, including maps? No. Do you own figures from Games Workshop? I don't know if that what that means. I'm gonna say no. Have you ever LARPed? No. Do you LARP regularly? No. Do you feel like your role-playing character is your true self? No. Have you ever drawn pictures of what you think your role? No. Have you played the same RPG character for more than 3 years? Does that count for the online RPGs, role-playing games? I'm gonna say yes because I played City of Heroes for 6 years. All these are all RPGs. Oh, this is a really long quiz. We're not going through all this. Dice. Have you ever played Magic the Gathering? No. Magic cards? No. Yeah, this is a real long quiz. And they might doing all that. Do you have original NES? No. Super Nintendo? No. Sega Genesis? No. Atari. I still have my Atari, believe it or not. Mega Man, no. Every Mark, no. Yeah, we're gonna have to stop that because that's too long. Okay. There's 400 questions on that quiz. I thought it was a lot shorter than that. Oh, they are playing games. I didn't look hard enough. There are 300 questions. I think one of the questions is really funny. Have you been sexually aroused by fan fiction? No. Have you ever crafted with LED lights or your own soldering? Or, yeah, this is they're really trying to find out. No. Oh, Elaine, this is for you. Do you watch My Little Pony? Friendship is magic, even though you're not a child. I have to say I do. Do you watch Adventure Time, even though you're not a child? I have. Let's see. Well, I skipped some of these. Well, you know what? Right? Okay. While we're all taking the test, we're going to take one last musical break and then we'll come back and I'll tell you what my results were while I finished the quiz. You guys talk amongst yourself in the chat room, finish your quiz, and then we'll give everybody what kind of nerd we are when we come back. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Oh.
5 by 5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we have been taking a How Nerdy Are You quiz. I didn't know it was so extensive, guys, so I do apologize. So, what are you guys' numbers? I got 102 out of 300, and I went through it really fast, so I don't know how accurate that was, but it was a little much even for me, so I won't do that again. And the question there's one that I mentioned before we went to break about, have you ever been aroused by fan fiction? And Ken's like, there's a really hot Sam and Dean fan fiction out there. You know, Sam and Dean from the Supernaturals, the Winchesters. They are really cute guys. They really are. Well, Ken, are you a Sam or are you a Dean? I'm a Dean. You know, I really don't like boys with long hair, but I'm a Dean. I like, because Dean has a smart mouth, and he's always cussing somebody out. Although, this year on Supernatural, Dean's going to be a demon, which, you know, I don't particularly like, but I think it's going to be the last season. They'll wrap up the whole angel thing, and Dean's going to be a demon because he was killed, and Crawley brought him back. And anyhow, so, you know, we're a little bit getting close to an hour, or over an hour now. Kids like none other. Thank you guys for kind of hanging out on this hodgepodge mess of a show tonight. Normally I'm a little bit clearer on what I'm doing, but you know, I felt like talking, and because I took a nap and I was up, so I have one more comic book to read. Lane, I don't believe that. I know you have more than 37. I think you're up around 100. But thank you guys so much. Don't forget tomorrow, if you want to call in and chat comic books with Timmy Sims and I, you can call us at 929-477-1883 or join us at blogtalkradio.com/comicbooked, COMICBOOKED. That show will eventually make its way and edited version to here on Spreaker.com. Oh, and Ken wants me to talk about the superhero virus. How about I'm going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. That'll be on tomorrow's show, and then you and I can talk about it. We'll share that with the nerdy fans, not with the late night fans. I'll talk about that tomorrow, so don't let me forget, Ken. I guess we're taking off. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Comic Booked, and then Sunday, Fanboy Weekly. Don't forget, this Friday kicks off Barnes & Noble's Get Pop Cultured event. What else is coming on? Everybody who joined me in the chat room, check out all their shows. Everybody has a phenomenal show. Ken Boggle, Timmy Sims, Thought Bubbles, Austin, everyone. And I think Timmy Sims snuck out on me during the break. That's okay, I'll get him back. And thank you, Ken Boggle. Thank you guys. You guys have a great night, and we're going to see you next time. Bye bye. Mm-hmm.